I don't think a lot of people see that he's learned a lot from this group. He knows how to execute. He knows how to reach out to the right people at the right time. And yeah, man, you can go live with me. Fuck it. All right. We haven't actually met you yet. No, that's invite. I don't even know what you fucking.
I hope you have an accent. I really do. And I'm probably just gonna call you Tim. And you're gonna call me racist. And that's fine. But yeah. Are we gonna add? I don't know if we are or not. But I'm hoping with battle rappers, currently brigading BCUG, and I really hope they do brigade and continue to brigade BCUG. Because we always have this group to like retreat to, because they haven't joined this group exactly. They haven't, figured out, oh, this is where they go. The forums themselves, the only value of like building yourself up in one forum is to then move on to the next forum and build yourself up in that forum. It doesn't make sense at all. Yo.
Nevin Webster, what's poppin'?
You just out of the shower, dude?
No, I just generally love dressing like a Muslim girl sometimes in bed. I'm telling you, get yourself a
You are
nice,
a funny bloke.
get
You are a
yourself,
funny bloke.
get yourself a comfy blanket and just hit one of these headdresses, motherfuckers. I'm telling you, this is the most comfortable shit you'll ever dress in. I swear. I just be walking around like this. Yeah, exactly, bro. Dude, you actually
Now it's a
like
do-rag.
straight
Oh,
up, straight up,
now I can preach.
straight up out of straight up,
Brothers, brothers, listen to me.
listen to me, brothers. Are you here with the are you here with the gospel of infinite hip hop? I feel you, bro.
Yo.
How did you like that double XL list? Hmm.
I haven't actually looked at it yet. Like
Man,
at all.
okay. I don't want to give you an aneurysm, but Blueface and Lil Mosey are there.
Well, of course they are. Of course they are. It's the industry, man.
Yeah.
Like the
No.
industry sees like this rise in the
No.
trend of of culture, and they want to double down on it, and they sign, these seven fucking album deals with these kids,
But
right?
like
But
you
then
know,
you look at you know who fucking actually creating culture is fucking City Morgue, like the boys that 6ix9ine grew up with, right? And they
like
got 50%, man. They got 50% stake. They don't got fucking
right?
30%. Like
Dude,
they
you
know what they're
actually
doing.
they know what they're exactly, and you know Blueface is signed to like Whack 100, bro. Like he doesn't even know what deal he's in. Like,
Man,
ooh.
I have so much trouble with Blueface in so many ways, because like even just the fact that like I appreciate he hustled hard to get his music out there. If
Yeah.
I was an adult and I found out some rapper parked his car outside of a school and took off his shirt and performed a concert, I'd be
Yeah.
fucking pissed and want to deck him in the goddamn face.
Oh
Like
yeah.
that's fucked up. That's
Yeah.
like that's pedophilic like shit right there, you know? So.
Yeah. Have you seen Blueface? Like, but you know he's like ranked number two on the list. Like the people they put. They even put Gunna on Double XL, and I don't know. I think it's a bit too late to put Gunna on Double XL.
I
Like,
think
ooh, doggy.
though like what I should do is like go through all the double XLs for the last decade and chart the album sales through like Google
And see,
spreadsheets and make
yeah,
graphs and shit because like
and see who fell
it's
off the
all
hardest too, because people be falling off like left, right, and center, bro. Like,
it's all stocks, right? Like, Lil Skies somehow he's lasted, right? Not that I
Last.
think Lil Skies is as talented as I used to think he was. I don't think he is. He's
You know what? You know what's hilarious? Los guys didn't fall off, but Chris Webby did, man. Like,
Chris Webby didn't fall off. Chris Webby has a huge following in the underground scene, right?
yeah,
Mercury is working with Webby.
Chris Webby is like underground, but you know when he was like going for Double XL, he was dropping all these freestyles like week for week. You were like, damn, like. This might be like close to like something, like not like moderately Eminem, but close, like,
Yeah.
because you'll never replicate that Eminem formula ever, 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 ever. They'll never
No,
get
and I don't think you should ever replicate someone's formula, right? That's what's like interesting with modern hip hop is people are saying, "Oh, the young black men are ruining the young black men with their hip hop and blah 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 blah." It's like, no, creating
There's
culture you
no.
can't keep up with. That's all they're doing.
Yeah,
You're
they're just
slow.
perpetuating.
Yeah,
They're just
like it's like
perpetuating something.
I don't know. It's
I feel you.
I'm
I get it.
excited for the future. I'm really excited for the future because of shit like this, like the fact that you're from actually from Africa. You're now in Kamloops. We're now
Yeah,
having a
dude.
conversation about
And
hip
that
hop,
hip hop,
like,
bro, like.
and I can rip this whole audio and just like literally throw it on like my
Yeah.
Spotify,
For real,
like,
you should. You should, bro. Like, I don't even mind. Like, I want to start like a huge podcast. Do you know what we need to do? We need to just do a podcast and discuss baby voice Cardi. Because he's got everyone in their feelings.
I was making fun of Cardi B on this Canadian hip hop guy out of Toronto's thing, and he was like kind of defending her, and I was like, oh, okay, but like he didn't like either he was playing dumb with me or he didn't understand that Cardi B is a joke, and what that actually means, right? Like the whole joke of Cardi B is that she went from being street to like industry like fucking poster child. In like a matter of what, 2 years?
2 years, bro. Like, she was stripping her ass off, and now it's Cardi B for her for like a person to see Cardi B take her clothes off. They have to pay money, bro. Like, real,
Yeah.
real money.
Like
I don't even think off.
Minaj didn't go that fast. And Nicki Minaj is, in my opinion, kind of dropped off a little bit.
Oh yeah, of
But she's already
course.
made her money.
She's 10 years the queen of this bitch, and then it's like, what else can you do, bro? Literally, bro. You've been 10 years, you've been the queen of this bitch. Like, what more do you want Nikki like tell you people? Like,
I don't
yes,
know.
it
It's
is ET. ET, go home. ET,
I
always
can't
go
say
home.
that to you because you're an international student. Go
It's
home
okay. Oh,
to
yeah. Don't worry. We'll have like a black Kamloops mayor. Give it like 15 years. Hopefully, we're
Oh
still
man.
youthful.
I want to fucking set up a fight with Mel Rothenberger, knock him out.
On some Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise shit.
Totally. Totally. But I don't know.
Kamloops needs like a local rapper festival,
Well,
but
it has
like,
Rap Loop, right? Are you following
oh yeah,
those
it has rap.
boys?
Oh yeah, I even know Rap Loops. Like, you know what we
Yeah.
need though? We need like some rap that starts like a mosh pit. Like, someone just needs to snap and just do some little Uzi
Oh
shit. Like,
man, you know what? Like metal rap or whatever, like that
exilic,
genre, it would actually do well in rap in Kamloops, no
in
different than like
Kamloops,
kind of like country rap.
yeah. Like Zilla
Like
Kami, that sort of shit. Like,
before you came to Kamloops, there used to be like all these metal shows at Zach's Coffee when it used to be Zach's, now it's called The Vic. And
now
like
it's called
you'd
the
walk
Vic,
by
yeah.
there and they'd be having mosh pits, right? Like, and
Yeah,
that's
in
the
the
culture I
pit.
come up from, right? You know, the
Yeah, and
Under Oath, like
you need
the
that
white
culture
boy,
too, man.
Lil Peep, suburban, you know, metalhead against the world bullshit. Yeah,
Did you
that's
want to
where I
know
come from.
something? Do you want to know an opinion of mine that starts a fire?
Sure.
Lil Peep was only famous because he did.
Not true. Not
Okay, I
true at
think
all.
he had a following. He had a following, but then like there's some
Oh,
this
he took
old
off.
yeah, like suddenly like
100%.
when you die or go to jail, you get something which is better than Ultra Instinct.
Absolutely.
Ultra relevance. Like, like
Now,
you can.
as someone who actually listened to Lil Peep long before he died, I can figure out the exact day I found out about Lil Peep. It was when he was at the top of our trashy on Reddit.
Oh
Like I
yeah.
found like it's a picture of him with this like
anime sword and he's like shirts off and he's all tattooed and
Yeah,
his hair is pink and he's like
yeah. I think I remember like that period, like late like 2017, like you know.
Yeah, so I was probably late to it, but like as soon as I heard
No.
him, I understood him completely, right? Like he legitimately Hellboy, the song samples
Yeah.
Underoath, my favorite band of high school. You know, that's the metal shit
That
that
was when
too bright to
emo rap.
see, too loud to
Emo
hear.
rap, yeah. That was when emo rap was becoming a thing. Like, you know, like all my friends are dead, push me to the edge. Like,
So
damn,
well,
it was
that's the
just.
thing though, is you want to say it was becoming a thing?
It
This
was
is
already a.
me. It was a thing when I was in high school, and as an emo kid who wore girl pants and listened to
Yeah.
metal music and shit,
Oh,
we
yeah,
did
man.
not like the people who were pushing into rap. We're like, you're a sellout.
Yeah.
We
Yeah,
did
yeah,
not like
yeah.
them.
You're
And like I
you're
can point to a couple kids in high school who didn't really make it very
Yeah.
far, but definitely taught me some shit in high school and be
Yeah.
like, oh shit, you were right.
You know,
Like I
rap
should have
used
been.
to rap is like the lighter genre compared to like emo rap, you know? Like when you're an emo and you're extending into rap, it's like you're going into the happy place, you know? Like even though in rap is not necessarily happy, you're going into the happier avenue. But I'll admit,
Well,
like,
it's they're two sides of the same coin, right? So let's talk about a controversial topic where black men don't like going to the doctor for their mental health, and that's a legitimate
Yeah,
stereotype, right?
that's true though. It's true as fuck. It's
Yes,
true.
it's 100% true. I'm not just making my own thing. This is
Yeah,
and
I could even explain like the culture of where that comes from. Like, it's gnarly, bro. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But let's look at the 1% who make it in hip hop. It's the 1% who actually truly accept their reality and document it through their art, right? And
Yeah,
that's all they'll point to,
who they are,
right?
yeah.
And that's all emo does, right? Now, did my family and did people make fun of me because, yeah, I did straighten my hair and I did do this
Of
whole emo
course,
bullshit.
bro. Of course. Yeah, bro.
But I lived it, right? And they made
Dude,
fun of me for it.
it's
But like
like
at the same time
honestly.
though, it's like back then I was still willing to like become someone else and be made fun of and ridiculed.
Of course.
But at least in my opinion at that point, I was being my truest self, which is something we're
Yeah.
seeing happening with rap now, where you have the rise of emo rap,
Emo rap
even
is suddenly
within the
happening.
black community, right? Which
Yeah,
is
man.
huge. Which is huge,
Yeah,
right? Like the mental
you
health
can.
aspect is finally on the forefront. And now it's a question of, are they actually like this and sick in the head? Like, is Tom McDonald just a front, or is he actually sick in the head? Or is that the joke now where it's just like,
Yeah, you're sick in the head, perpetuate, perpetuate, perpetuate. Like, it could be like, you know, like everyone like has that weird phase, like when they start getting into like that whole emo scene, and like even Lil Uzi, man, this kid was dyeing his hair green. Like, we all totally know Uzi was on some fucking like bender ass cocktail of drugs when he was making All My Friends Are Dead, and he was all depressed and shit. Like, emo
But
rap.
Uzi like 5 years ago, right? Like he looked like a G, like an old school G, right? But
Always.
5 years ago, I finally got rid of all my fucking girl pants, right? But I'm still wearing tight pants, right? Like
Right.
black people
Uzi
looking at white people when I was in high school wearing like boys wearing tight pants,
has. Yeah, and now Young Thug pulls up. Young
Like,
Thug pulls up.
no. So it's like,
Yeah.
it's don't say white people never gave black people culture. We gave you tight
What? Oh,
pants.
they gave us tight pants, yeah. Fuck yeah, do you know, okay, yeah, white people gave, they actually, white people give black people a lot of boldness to do a lot of controversial shit, man, because the white emo kids was wearing the tight pants and the boots before, like, all of us, you know, it all started with Young Thug and, like, these guys, like, I even credit, like, King, Zilakami, like, it all took the weird black people to go and, like, you know, the black people who fucks with the rock music, man, like, you know, because remember when it was a thing, like rock music is totally a white people thing. Like, you know, there was a strong black following in rock music, like 20 years deep, but like,
Oh,
And
Yeah, you guys have some crazy fucking metalheads in Africa, and it's like illegal and shit.
Hey!
If you just no, I'm talking to someone. No, I'm gonna throw rocks at
He knows all the dogs out. All my dogs out. Ew.
But no, seriously, like it's unfortunate that shh. It's interesting to see, you know, the opinions and the perspectives of like different people and where they come from. It's like, I think it's 100% a yin and yang sort of situation.
You just have to balance, you know, the ball's always rolling. Sometimes the darker side's on top, sometimes the lighter side's on top. And like,
Totally.
there's a bit of both in like each two.
Leave it,
Because
honey. Leave it.
they were kids in high school. And I won't even lie, like, I was probably like the weird kid. But like, there's a time, and I'm just like, this girl told me, she's like, I don't even listen to rap music. I listen to like My Chemical Romance, Black Sabbath. And I'm like, okay, like I know all those bands, like maybe one song from each. But now, like fast forward like 7 years, dude. I swear, I like listen to like Overkill by Motorhead and all this. Like, shit changes, man.
It's,
You
oh
just have to
man,
be.
it's the thing is, so much of what we outwardly project to the world is so little of who we are, right? Like everyone's had fucking Miley Cyrus on repeat or something, like,
Yeah,
baby, you're
bro.
fire, you
Like,
work.
dude, I used to watch Hannah Montana with the realest street niggas. Niggas who got like 4 or 5 bodies on them now. They can't leave Africa, of course. Like, they can't leave Africa. But like, I was like, yo, we used to watch like Hannah Montana, like, you know, like when you wake up, like, oh my God, like we used to know all the Jackson jokes. Rico from Hannah Montana. Like, bro, like, people front so hard, like culture isn't like a big thing. Like, you know, Playboi Carti didn't even listen to rap music before he rapped. Like, he was listening to like fucking Avenged Sevenfold and all that shit, bro.
Man, Avenged Sevenfold. Like, Avenged Sevenfold means a lot to me, even though I've like couldn't tell you anything about them because I don't like their music. So when I was in high school, the biggest emo, like in terms of the hierarchy of the emo, was Bradley Zoidrigger. He was this girl sounding emo kid, the
He's the
weirdest of
king
weird.
slime of
Game Boy
emos,
in the pocket. He was the king emo of the MySpace days. And you
yeah.
know where he is now?
Where is
He's the metalhead of Exclaim newspaper out of Toronto, whatever be, and has a massive metalhead like following with a really great show. And he grew out of it, and he's kept his true to who he is, but he just obviously evolved, and he doesn't sound like a little girl. And whether or not that was actually the sound of his voice or that was just puberty, because I was going through the same shit then, you know, I sounded like a little gay
Perfect
girl
timing.
too.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has
But
their
it's
young
like,
thug phase.
but now he's like, you know, this metalhead over here with some power and making some really dope shit. It's like,
Making
fuck,
money moves.
that kid was like the biggest outcast of the outcast scene, right? And like
Yeah.
now he's legitimately making money talking about metal, which he loves, and
It's nuts because
it's unfortunate.
2019 fast forward and suddenly it's so cool to be a weirdo, man. Like, remember when it was like, man, what is Lil Uzi doing? He wearing upside down crosses, getting his like nose pierced. And it's like, I don't know, guys. Now suddenly a lot of people are doing
Yeah.
that. It's like
Yeah.
have you seen the trend of like nose piercings? Like, even with like just black
The
male rappers,
septums.
like, like poof,
See,
it just
you want to talk piercings? High school, I had this pierced and
Ooh.
stretched, this pierced and stretched, this pierced and stretched, and I legit put a fucking bullet casing in it until it got infected.
Ah, that's
Like,
hard as fuck, though. Like,
but like,
I've
so the Avenged Sevenfold was Bradley Zoidrigger's favorite band. Like that
Oh,
was his
yeah?
like be all end all, right? So that was my brain connection or whatever it be. I should probably take my Ritalin, but
No, it's okay. No. I ain't
it's
never
like
been taking Ritalin for like 8, 9 years.
it's crazy though to like to honestly like yeah like why is it now cool to be the outcast? And it's like now people are pushing themselves to do the most outcast of the outcast things, and that's the dangerous part.
It's attention. Clout, that's when they say clout is one hell of a drug, bro.
We've you look at Supreme Patty and his rise of Supreme Patty, man. Ooh, like
that's purely off the clout, man. Supreme Patty, like, you know, fat boy.
He has no talent. Like, he has no talent. And like, and the way you can cut a video, you can make yourself look like doper than anything. Like
anything, bro.
Like, you know, like he didn't show up to his show in Kamloops, man. He was supposed to show up, and you know, I have all the fucking screen caps to like call him out.
Then they jumped him the next day. Like, wow.
Who jumped him? Really?
Supreme Patty, didn't you see? Yeah, there was a big ass fight the next day. He had no show in Kamloops. I don't know where the fuck he was. Like, apparently he was doing some dumb shit at the airport, but like, then there was like some jumping of Supreme Patty, like some crew against Supreme Patty's crew. Like, see, also that's the thing off the cloud, dude, because I've seen Supreme Patty fight people, but like, honestly, in real life, like unless he has like an entourage with him, like, dude, there are a lot of people who could just drop Supreme Patty, like, you know.
Oh yeah, but like, but it's also like, why? Why even bother fighting? Because like,
yeah, clout's one hell of a drug. That's
is
what I'm
that
saying.
The clout chasing you want to achieve at that point? Because you are a public personality. Why the fuck are you doing that shit? You know,
I don't know.
Like you lose part of your freedom when you become a celebrity.
You know what's really funny? Yeah, people are dying to sell their souls. Come on, Nevin. People are dying to buy like $1,000 blue tick on Instagram. Like, come on. We need to start a
GoFundMe. Oh man, I can get you one for $500, my friend.
Literally, we need to start you a GoFundMe. Let's just get the fucking internet a blue tick, man. Like, clout.
Let's get a little boy in Africa a blue check. That's what we'll do. Yes.
Literally, I'll be like, I'll speak on all the podcasts for all the people, like, hell yeah. Dude, speaking of literally clout chasing, did you see the incident with DaBaby in the Louis Vuitton store? That is
amazing. No, man, I'm honestly turning off so much shit. Like, I can't deal with it. I'm just turning off the vault and be like, I'm only checking these places, and that's it.
You're so heavily involved in the scene. I like current affairs too. Like, I'm always in it. Like, I'm always on Dom is Live. And I'm always watching these guys. Like, dude, they freed Lil Durk. Like, what? What?
Did not know that one.
Lil Durk.
Shout out Lil Keith for moving to LA and never returning to Chicago and turning his life around. Did you see that thing with him on Vice where he met with that was fucking.
That was lit. Like, yeah, dude. Like, do you see even when he reacted to like the whole coup de B situation with 6ix9ine? They're like, were you afraid when they shot at you? He's like, yeah, who wouldn't be afraid? Like, see, what I think is that's not even like wisdom and that's money talking, bro. Because once you get rich to a certain point, bro, you get too rich for the streets, bro. You can't be rich in these streets. Like, okay, you can and be trapping. Like, there are rappers like Rallo and all these guys trapping out the streets and stuff. But once you reach a certain level, you just can't, bro. Like, you can't.
It's more like, why? Right?
Why
like,
should you?
Why would you?
Why?
You know, yeah, especially when
Nipsey
especially
Hussle
when, like,
all these. Yeah, like, you know,
there's other ways to monetize, right? Like, yeah, that's where Nipsey got it right. Like he was all money in,
all money
right?
In,
he was
bro.
All money in, and
they caught him slipping on the one day he went back to the hood with no protection. I'm telling you, Nevin, once you get like your 2M followers, bro, I will literally tackle you if you fucking try come back to Kamloops with no security. You'll try go to a show in CJ's and someone will just get you at the door. That fucking bouncer will punch you in the ice. I'll be like, no! They got my nigga! No! You weren't ready.
See, that's where I'm just like, dude, I'm so full on out there that I don't give a fuck. That's like,
you'd be wilded. You'd be the wilding ass white guy. Come on, I ain't got no security, ma'am. But shit ain't, ooh, nice pajama pants. Huh? I got the matching bib and pajama pants.
I'm all about the fit, man. Like, the fit is everything.
Red fit, bro. I'm part of the red army right now, you know. A whole lot of red, bro. Yeah. Whole lot of red. Shout out to Cardi, bro. Shout out to Cardi. Even though, dude, this guy's album, like, it's like he doesn't even give a shit. Like, he's like, just let my shit leave. Like,
what do you think of Lil Nas X's EP? It was like, it was pretty meh. It was super meh. It was like a 6.
Do you know what the thing is? It's totally a 6, maybe a 7 at the most, but.
No, see, that's the thing. I do 1 to 10, and you can't use the number 7 because that's a cop-out. So it's a 6.
Okay, fine. I'll give him, honestly, he's a album, in my opinion, I'll go as close to 7 as I can. Because, like, you know, Lil Nas X, it wasn't like he needed, like, a platinum album. He just needed something good so that people are like,
yeah.
He's not a one
it's an EP. Though, right? Like, that's what we got to remember. It's an EP, and an EP is just, like, a creative... You know, get it off your chest and out there thing. It's...
But you know, the thing is, he did his thing, he did his little thing, you know, he got the Cardi B feature. But the thing is, he proved the point he needed. He did one thing, all the other little one hit wonders, like, he followed up, man.
Panini is dope. Panini is fire. You know?
Panini, exactly. The only thing which I worried about is just the length of the songs, man. Hip hop is going to shit with these 2-minute songs. That's when I'm a little bit of an old head, bro. I'm like, ah, fuck, man. 2 minutes, just you better make an album of 2-minute songs. They better be a 20 song deep album full of 2-minute songs. Because honestly,
no, an album is at least 45 minutes, in my opinion.
Exactly. You know the thing is, you just have to.
And tells a story. Right? And like an album has to have some sort of interlinking connection, right? Like, like if I go listen to Under Oath one album, it's totally different than a different Under Oath album, right? Like, and they all tell a completely different story. So, his meme, his EP was purely a meme, and it accomplished what it needed to, right? Like, you know, he's leveling up. He's performing at the Stampede this year, which is, like, brilliant.
He's performing with T-Pain.
Oh, T-Pain's showing up, too?
Yeah, he said T-Pain's going to the Calgary Stampede. I was like, okay. We just may have the horses in the back. We just may have the horses in the back this summer, you know? Hey, that's so funny, bro. Like, with the rise of, like, trap country, like, country trap, like, sooner or later, man, like, the internet, let's give it, like, 5 years, bro. Like, it's gonna be, like, a thing. Like, black people already go to the Calgary Stampede, like, already. But, like, watch us, like, have, like, a whole ass concert there.
There's too much money in that whole scene to not, you know?
The world's kind of fucked. Like, when it comes to issues like money, racism and shit, and like race division just fades away, bro. You just need a We just need a way to monetize race, bro. Like, you know? There's ways of monetizing division race right now. That's why it's so prominent. But if there was a way to make everyone just suddenly go kumbaya all at fucking once for like $10 each, oh, trust me, bro. No one fucking would remember fucking Kunta Kinte, nigga. I'm like, yo, fuck Kunta Kinte. I got
you can do it. That's what Kanye's doing with his church, man. He's monetizing.
And people don't see. People are like, Kanye tripping. He's like, yeah, Kanye tripping on bands, nigga. Like, Kanye tripping on these bands.
Anyways, I gotta go, dude. Good chat.
All right. Bro, we need to schedule. We need to do this more. This is fun.
Yeah, this is great. This is good fun, man. Literally, I'm about.